Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I don't want to open this link. Oh my gosh. You know what it is? Don't give me these stories.
Why?
Oh, a Florida man was jailed for punching a dog in the face and hanging her from the leash. And it was, oh no, I don't want to watch it. Oh my gosh, don't show me the stupid autoplay. Donald Arthur Stickens III, 24, S-T-I-C-K-E-N-S, Donald Arthur of Martin County, entered the hallway of an apartment hanging a 9-year-old golden retriever from a leash before punching her in the head and body several times. And this isn't the first time. The dog was seized, thankfully, but the dog endured compromised airway due to hanging by the leash, had blunt force trauma from 6 blows to the head. Humane Society of the Treasure Coast took the dog. She was returned to Stickens' girlfriend, who told deputies she's no longer in contact. He was arrested and charged with felony animal cruelty on $55,000 bond. He's also behind bars for drug charges and tampering with evidence. And I volunteer. I will pay my own way. I'll deal with him for you. I will do it for free on behalf of Florida taxpayers. I'll supply all of my own tools and implements. I'm not saying what would happen. I'm just saying, you know.
Tools.
Yeah. I'll take care of that for free for Floridians. Happily. Happily, I will. A man was arrested after he impersonated a security guard to get into a Taylor Swift concert. Good night. He was arrested and accused of trying to gain entrance into her concert that she held at Hard Rock Stadium. 44-year-old Ivan Mariotti has been charged with falsely impersonating an officer and interference with a sporting or entertainment event. And Miami-Dade police said they were notified about 8:30 p.m. by actual security that there was a guy. It was this dude dressed in a suit wearing a badge over his neck. And he was trying very, very hard to look legit. And he he said he was hired by 4 women to work as a security guard, and he escorted them onto the property into their seats. And he said he did not have a ticket. He got into the venue because he was part of security. He claimed to work for Saint Security. And his story kept changing. And they asked him to name his clients, and they spoke with 2 women who said their aunt hired them a driver for the evening, but they said that she did not know why their driver had a badge, and she had a driver, not a security guard. And so he was placed in correction. He's still there. He's on $1,500 bond, but he's on an immigration hold because he's an Italian national. So I don't know. That seems sus, right? It's weird. Why you got to be doing that? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. A Florida woman was arrested for instructing a child to murder an infant through Roblox.
What?
Jeez. 36-year-old woman was arrested. She was engaged in aggravated child abuse. She instructed a 10-year-old to drop a 2-month-old on a solid tiled floor in an attempt to kill the baby. They were contacted by the Gulf Coast Kids House authorities were after a 2-month-old infant suffered serious injuries after the 10-year-old dropped him on the floor. They said the 10-year-old was communicating with the woman through Roblox. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you what, this is crazy. They said they've never seen anything like this, according to the law enforcement, and it was truly disturbing. And unfortunately, they said the 10-year-old did follow up on it, and so they arrested this woman. She's, you know, going to be in the pokey for a while, but good night. Horrifying. Watch what your kids do. Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the P15, if you don't have it, you should get it. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm on the market. And lightweight, powerful, 15-round standard capacity. It ships with 2 magazines, 1 standard 15-round minimal pinky extension, 1 flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds, tritium and fiber-optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber-optic 2-dot reader, striker fire reliability, great trigger pull, has the metal version and the polymer version. It's their striker fire pistol, and it's from the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. It is absolutely ideal for concealed carry self-defense, quality made right here in America. It is the thinnest double stack 9mm around. You're not losing stopping power. It packs a punch without dragging you down. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC weapons.com. It's the P15. Try it at the range today. Tell them Dana sent you. AOC is livid still. She's one of the people very upset over that McDonald's visit. Still. All these flavors, and she chooses salty 15.
Donald Trump putting on a little McDonald's costume because he thinks that's what people do.
That's what they do.
They're not trying to empathize with us. They are making fun of us. They are making fun of us. Donald Trump thinks that people who work at McDonald's are a joke. Elon Musk thinks that dangling money in front of a working person is a cute thing to do.
Oh, but what are, okay, I can't get through the rest of this. What the hell do you think your policies are? What an, oh my gosh, the irony is so thick you'll choke to death on it. What do you think Democrat policies are? The irony of being a Democrat, a Marxist Democrat, standing up on the stage and accusing someone like Elon Musk of dangling money in front of the working man. What the hell do you think you're doing with your $20,000 to buy a house? What the hell do you think you're doing with your money towards certain working class people of a specific skin color? What do you think that you're doing when you sit here and you try to bait people with crypto, or you try to give people entitlements, or you want to pay taxpayer-funded trans surgeries, taxpayer-funded elective abortions, money, free college? What the hell do you think that was? Free college education that you're marketing that actually the working class pays for, that you're lying and saying is for the working class, but the same people that you're saying that would take advantage of it are actually the only ones paying for it because it's all going to your grad school stooges. I mean, the irony of getting up there and saying that while you have just patented dangling cash in front of working people when you're taking it out of their back pocket. I mean, it's truly stunning. The fact that certain people in this country in 2024 lack such a self-awareness when there's so many ways to develop it within oneself is truly just chef's kiss. It really is. And the apron, you realize that they all wear aprons at McDonald's, right? That if it's not a uniform, then it's an apron. The former president was wearing an apron because that's what one does. Tell me that you don't know anything about the working class without telling me you don't know anything about the working class. He puts on an, she called it a costume. Is that what she thinks uniforms are? Costumes? I guess she was fortunate in that when she was slinging drinks at whatever, you know, dive bar in Manhattan, that she didn't have to wear a uniform. But I dare say that it's not cosplay. And by the way, if it was so serious and such a thing to be celebrated and respected, then pray tell, why didn't you show up? Why didn't your candidate show up? She was the one who made a big deal, if you want to talk about a costume, of putting on the McDonald's uniform, or saying that she did back in 1983 without any shred of evidence. And yes, this is the time when if you're going to use that as a way to under or to diminish your very privileged background and make it seem like you're more of the people and that you make a big deal out of it, not once, not twice, not three times, but several times, and you make it actually kind of a focus of your campaign, then yeah, you don't get to act offended when someone says, prove it. You don't get to act upset when someone says, oh, you've said repeatedly that you've worked at McDonald's. McDonald's can't provide any evidence. The New York Times didn't find anything. Now, we all know, and I can tell who on X works and who doesn't. And I can tell all the progressives that are defending this. And they're saying, well, I didn't keep pay stubs from whatever, my first job. Oh, that's precious. Have you heard of a thing called Social Security? I mean, tell me that you've never worked without telling me you've never worked. So I'm basically talking to people on welfare who have enough money to probably to have the newest Apple phone and are on X all day, lamenting the fact that Kamala Harris is being asked to prove the things that she's claiming on the campaign trail. Quel horror. But Social Security actually tracks all of this. You know, you have to take stuff out for FICA. They're tracking all of this. They know whether or not you've worked at McDonald's or not. And I just think, you know, it's probably not such a big deal for Kamala Harris to provide a screenshot stating such. I mean, that would shut everybody up immediately. But, you know, what she could have done, too, she could have just gone to a McDonald's. She could have preempted Trump. Anyone from a mile away could have seen this coming. You knew he was going to do this. But she's got the day off today. Didn't Trump remark on this, Kane? Yeah, let's get that ready. Because I don't know what, she took the day off today. I mean, it's only like less than 2 weeks out from the election. She needs a break. Is she going to go to Biden's Delaware Beach House? I mean, where does one like Kamala Harris go when she wants to take a day off? She's got a day off from campaigning, guys. Yeah, this is what Trump had to say about it.
I was going to hit her really hard on the trail today, but now I don't have to because she's off. She's off. No, I can't get over it. Who the hell takes off? We have 14 days left. And she'll take a couple of more days off, too. You know why? She's lazy as hell, and she's got that reputation. She's a radical left lunatic. She's further left than Bernie Sanders or Pocahontas. Now, Pocahontas, because I think, is Pocahontas, Rick, is Pocahontas further left than Bernie? Just about, right? It's close. It's close. Who the hell cares, right? Rick says, yeah, I don't know. But they're out there. But she's the furthest left.
He's at the Doral in Florida, and they're holding, it was a Latino, like round table or summit, where he's talking with voters out there. And, why do you have to take the day off? Who does that? 2 weeks out from an election. Bruce Springsteen is headlining. She's having a big rally in Atlanta. Bruce Springsteen is headlining. Jeez. Here's where I'm torn. I'm not going to be ignorant to you just because you have a different opinion than I do. You can be wrong, and you are completely free to be so wrong. I may express concern when your horrible logic imperils you or your family, and I may, you know, possibly offer maybe suggest an alternative. Just suggest. But I'm not going to hate you. I'm not going to judge you. Well, I will. I'm going to judge you for being wrong, but I'm not going to be mean to you. But if you're mean, then it's like I was born to be mean back, and I will be meaner. And it's not anything I take pride in. It is not a virtue. It is absolutely a fault. It is a thorn in my side that I have been given to deal with for this life. But I'm saying this because I'm torn on Bruce Springsteen. He's not a jerk about it, but he almost is, right? Right? He's like not a jerk. He's not like Green Day, who's horrible, by the way, and their music makes people sterile. He's not like Green Day, but he's right up there. And also, shut up. Like, you want to talk about cosplaying as the working man? What has he been doing for his whole career? Right? I don't know. He's playing this event in Atlanta. Is Lizzo going to twerk at it? Remember, she was going to be there? Or she was at one event and she had her dancers and they were all there and it's just so family friendly. I don't know. Maybe they're going to lie and say Beyonce's going to show up and she'll never show up. That was also chef's kiss. They've already had 1.6 million Georgians cast their ballots already. Democrats are trying to pump up the early turnout in Georgia, according to AJC. He's headlining a Kamala Harris rally in Gwinnett County on Thursday. Is that really going to play well there? Who is she going after with Bruce Springsteen? Think about it. Who is she going after with Bruce Springsteen? I'm made of questions about this. I mean, isn't he Jersey number one? So does that play well down in Georgia? Where are my Georgians at? I just don't know if that plays well down there. Does it? I just feel like.
He was available.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's better than James Taylor. I don't know. I don't dislike Bruce Springsteen. There's like a song of his that I like. A song. It's not my jam. I'm not going to, make fun of him or make fun of you for. Now, if he's mean, Katie bar the door. If he gets up there and says stupid stuff, then, oh my gosh, yeah, let's have at it. But I don't know. It just is weird. Like, that's who you're using to go after. Okay. I don't know. Is she trying to get, like, what, old white moderates? Is that who she's going after? I feel like at this point, if you're undecided, you're staying home. You're not actually going to go out and vote. If you're undecided at this point, you're staying home. Let's be real about it. I mean, how are you that unengaged? At some point, the responsibility falls on the shoulders of the voters. And those type of people, yes, you are not too damn busy to do that. I mean, for crying out loud, the founders ran entire farms and they took care of their family and their parents. And they didn't have the internet. They didn't have nothing. And they still did what they did and were aware of everything. I feel like, you know, maybe people can, you know, hop on online or watch it to kind of pay attention to some of the stuff happening out there. If you're undecided, WTF, why?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, here's a big old long headline and a weird old story. Here you go. Ready? Tulsa. Suspect flees police while clutching a snake and then was later found with drugs and cash. Tulsa Police Department said early Thursday morning of last week, a suspect led officers on a pursuit. They were trying to arrest a guy who was clutching a python. The officers pulled the car over and spoke to the driver, who would not provide them with identification or insurance. And he said he was traveling. He had a headlight out, and he said that wasn't a crime, except, you know, that kind of, you can get a ticket for it. And he held a small python during the stop. And they said it wasn't a threatening situation, but they're like, that was weird. Why are you driving literally with a snake, like holding a snake? It's not, you know, like an actual physical, like, reptile. Like, why? And then he drove off, led police on a short chase to a nearby home, bailed out, tried running away while holding the snake. They arrested him, took him to the ground, arrested him. They found, 92 grams of fentanyl, lots of cash. He was arrested for eluding because he's a convict, and so he's got felony convictions. Trafficking fentanyl, drug possession, obstruction, resisting arrest, operating a vehicle with no headlights, no driver's license, no insurance. And the snake was okay, but he was released to a friend. And they don't know if it's sad, if it experienced any anguish. Can't believe it's an actual headline that I have, but it's true. It's Tulsa man's giving Florida man a run for their money. Let's see. Oh, I am not reading this one. We'll talk about the car going airborne. So this is in Torrance, since California, an out-of-control car. This is Southern California. Went airborne, flew through a fence at a high school in Torrance Saturday afternoon, landing right next to a football field mid-game. It was a Jeep, flew through the air, landed upright on the track, right by where the game was on the field. And they said the next thing people heard was a thud thud and then a boom. And then they saw the fence from the high school gone and a Jeep there. Wow. The video shows the driver's legs are tied up before he's getting taken away on a stretcher. So my goodness, it's neither the driver nor anybody in the field sustained any other like injuries. So good heavens. The world's oldest paperboy retires at the age of 82, 7 decades into the job. He says there's nothing else left to achieve. Good for him. See? All tall dignity and work. Have you noticed, too? This is my favorite thing about voting. When you're standing in line to go vote, as you get in, do you know how people get like real, like, not like aggressive or anything, but they're like going to go perform this sacred action, right? Like they're going. Like they're going into a holy vestibule. They're going to go cast a vote. And it's kind of funny. And people would always say, don't take pictures. Well, they have signs you can't take. I get real nervous about things not matching. So I want a screenshot of what happened and then what's on my ballot so I can compare in case there's any kind of argument. That's me. I always like to have like double backup, triple backup. But it's very interesting that people go, and everybody, I'm one of the people that's like, I must have the sticker. Are you a sticker person?
I haven't gotten it every time. But
I've been like this since I was 18 years old.
I realized the last time I voted in the local election that I grabbed a sticker, put it in my pocket, and then I went home and put it on my dresser, and I realized I already had another sticker there. So I clearly don't care about the stickers.
Well, I'll say this too. It was funny because when we moved here to Texas, it was in 2013. And then I think it was 14 where it was midterm elections. I could have voted in Missouri and Texas because Missouri messed up and tried to send me. Yeah, I corrected it because I'm an honest person. But there was 1% of me that was like, why don't you go back to Missouri and vote? It was one little devil right there. And it was like, why don't you go? I'm not gonna lie. It was, you know, I corrected it. I did because I'm an honest person. I corrected it, but I noticed that some people's stickers in their area, I like looking at the stickers that people get because some people's precincts are like really fancy. Have you noticed this? Like they, like this one person said they had special stickers for the first day of voting, another set of special stickers for the first week of voting. And then you get like a different sticker if you voted the day of. Like, what is with that? Like, where's, cause I am the person, motivated. Some of you like this, are like this, share this trait with me by stickers. So the Book It thing, the Pizza Hut Book It thing back in school, I just did it for the stickers, man. I did it for the stickers and the pizza. I give me a book, I'll read it. I did it all for the stickers. The what? The stickers. The what? I did it all, like more than the pizza. I wanted to have the most stickers by my name on the chart. That is what, that kind of stuff motivates me. Oh, and I did. Like I had so many, they had to put an extra piece of paper because I just kept going. And I got the pizza party, but then I was like, I don't want to invite any of you damn kids to my pizza party. This is all my pizza. I invited like four friends. I was like, screw you all. Y'all didn't help me in this. It's like the meme of the mom that made a big feast for Thanksgiving, but she just wanted a picture of her with the food. And she's like, nah, none of y'all help. I was like, I'm not going to invite any of y'all fools to my pizza party. Only four. Only four of y'all can come. But I'm just saying, I now I want, we don't have them fancy stickers. We just have the I voted. And those are nice. Like, don't, you know. But I'm just saying, like, how do you get your precinct? Do you just like have to tell your precinct, can we invest in some like fancier stickers? Like, why do they got to be so twee? Like, I want them to be. So we have this thing here. I'm going to get back to the meat and potatoes of it. How many of you out there know what a Texas mom is? Kane, you know what a Texas mom is?
Yeah.
Juan, you know what a Texas mom is? Oh, yeah. Steve, do you know what a Texas mom is? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Steve at a homecoming week? Seeing some of these moms, it is ridiculous. So let me, Texas moms, it's not a flower. And I'm going to bring this all to, I'm going to bring this tugboat to shore. So bear with me. It's not a flower. It's a thing that I discovered that they do here in Texas. And it is a big tradition. And so the boys get one and the girls get a different, the boys, it's not, when you go to homecoming, you don't just get a corsage. The boys get an armband that's a little mom, and the girls get a big giant mom. And it started out as like a homemade, like little flower that they would wear. And then it turned into where they add bells and whistles and lights, and it is as big as the girls now. It is a big thing. And if you're a senior in high school and you're a girl, then it has to reflect your seniority status, right? And sometimes the biggest ones are so, they're so obnoxious. And the girls, they only wear them for 1 week. They don't wear them to the dance. They only wear them for 1 week. And they are completely over the top. And they wear them all week. And it's like a sign of, and you wear them if you've been asked to homecoming. The boys got to get the girls, the moms, and the girls get the boys their arm corsages. And it's just, and we got a couple pictures. It is very much a Texas thing. And yeah, we've had to do the mom thing. And they are not cheap. If you, now what Juan is showing you, oh yeah, she's probably a senior because hers is bigger than her. This is normal. This is normal here. This is what all these girls wear. It's normal. She's a senior because she has all light colors and they usually wear like silver or pastels and it's like as big as they are. They go wear that all week. They don't wear it to the dance. They wear it to the homecoming game and that concludes it. And then, you know, they don't wear them anymore. And then they have like trinkets on them. Like if they're in cheer, if they're in a sport, has their initials on it. Some people go really over the top. The reason I bring this up is because why can't my I voted sticker be like that? I'm just saying, I want it big and gaudy. I'm a maximalist. I do not allow the phrase, and I'm only going to break my rule once to say it, to illustrate it for you. I do not believe in less is more. More is more. And I just want a big giant sticker that says I voted. If it has lights on it, that's great. I mean, can we do like an in-app purchase? I don't know. Like, is there a way? I just want something big and obnoxious. You know, because I know, especially if people around town see me and know who I am, and if they see that I voted, they can feel sad because I just canceled out their progressive vote. And I want that to come through in my giant, obnoxious Texas mom size I voted sticker. Is that too much to ask? No. See, I feel like I'm asking for something small. I'm not asking for a lot. I feel like Charlie Brown's little sister, Sally. I'm just asking for what is owed to me. I'm just asking for my share. Just saying.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.